This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by the Canadian Boreal Initiative, advancing conservation to create sustainable solutions for our boreal forest.
Hello and welcome to Nation Talk's Indigenous Icons and Influencers, a show by Indigenous for Indigenous businesses, which has been created during the COVID pandemic and intended to get you buying Indigenous today. We ask all listeners to dig into their hearts and pocketbooks. Stop what you're doing and think about an Indigenous business you can support today, especially now during this pandemic. Here's an Indigenous business you should consider. Today we're speaking with James McPherson. James is Métis from Trida, Northwest Territories region, and currently resides in Norman Wells with his partner and co-owner of Satu Adventures, Jenny Vandermeer. James is the CEO of Satu Adventures, Inc., which offers exceptional touring and adventure services rooted in the local culture and traditions. Satu Adventures is in its third summer season of doing business. James, welcome to Nation Talk.
Thank you.
As always, out of the gate, please tell our listeners who you are, where you're located, a little bit about yourself and the services of Satu Adventures.
Well, my name is James McPherson, as you mentioned, and I own Satu Adventures with my spouse, Jenny Vandermeer. I'm originally from Tulita. She is from Delaunay, Northwest Territories, and we currently reside in Norman Wells in the Satu region of the NWT, which is very close to our home communities, which we hold dearly to our hearts. I was born and raised in Yellowknife. I went to school there, and my spouse went to school in Yellowknife as well and took a career in Bachelor of Sciences in Environmental Sciences. I have no education past high school. We've always held home close to our hearts, and we've moved back, and we love to be on the land, and we've always, when we've taken friends out on the land, the people have always told us, this is something you should get into. You're just so well versed in the area, and you just make a great guide as it is already, both of you. So when we ended up purchasing our boat, we figured, well, maybe this can be a way to help us with our boat payments. Next thing you know, we thought, well, this could be the bigger picture and actually starting tourism and eco-culture tourism and start sharing our culture with the outside world and educating them about our culture, traditions, our lifestyle, and how we are so closely tied to the land, the animals, the water, and how we, that is our first priority, is to take care of the land. So that's kind of how it all came together, and we ended up starting Satu Adventures 3 years ago.
James, I've been to NWT. I've been to Tulita. It's beautiful, beautiful country. And the fact that you were bringing people from all over the world into that area definitely makes you a serious influencer on culture and people's perspective. What does a perfect client look like to you? Like, who do you want calling you, and who are you wanting to share this experience with?
Well, we offer trips to any cultural outdoor adventure enthusiast. I'd like to visit our spectacular Satu region and learn a bit more about our culture, traditions, and history, and possibly learn a few skills that helped our people flourish for thousands of years in harsh northern climate.
Mm-hmm. So you're looking for Americans, Canadians?
Yeah, we're open to taking anyone that wants to experience the Satu region in a new way, see the people and the culture firsthand, not just a fly-in, fly-out trip. We offer ventures like fishing for world record lake trout on Great Bear Lake, where the eighth largest freshwater lake in the world. We can offer canoeing on numerous lakes and rivers that the Satu has to offer. We do guided hikes, wildlife viewing. We can host company retreats, custom adventures, or if you feel you just have to sit back and relax, keep your everyday life and enjoy the beautiful thing Mother Nature can offer them. And then we also plan to one day offer yoga retreats for clients. It's a little bit of everything and gives people an option into building a custom adventure if they want it. Experience what they would like to experience based on their timeline, their budget, and their needs. And then we will offer package trips as well. But in the end, we also want clients to end up doing what they want to do and not be obligated to do the full day trip if they don't want to. If they just want to do the boat ride, that's definitely doable as well. So we encourage anyone and everyone to check out Sawtooth Adventures. We could build you adventures to fit your budget, timeline, and your needs. We don't want to turn anyone away.
That's very cool. It's almost like it's planned, but this interview is coming from the city. And as we're speaking, there's fire trucks, there's police sirens going on. So we're telling our listeners, if you want to get out of that city experience and go to a place where you hear the sounds of birds and fishing rod reels, then give James a call. As we're recording this, it's during the COVID-19 pandemic. First, tell us, how has your business been affected? And secondly, how you've adjusted for it?
Well, as soon as the pandemic hit and the borders closed, we immediately felt the impact of our 2020 summer season, and people were starting to do cancellations, and we knew it would be probably our toughest year yet, being our third year. And we were showing pretty good promise from our first to second year with about 350% in growth in revenue and clients. We were expecting our 2020 season to be even better. Little did we know what lied ahead, and things were going to change drastically for our 2020 season. So we've had to remain hopeful, lots of self-care, take some new initiatives to think outside the box. You always got to be open to change and remember that you can always pull some positive out of the negative. We ended up offering vacation deals for NWT residents, which did some careful planning and tried to drop our prices as much as we can to pull in some local people from the NWT. And we're getting a few more inquiries now, and the season isn't looking too bad. We have a couple of culture camps lined up for some youth, one for female youth and one for male youth. So that was good that the local committee hired us in doing that for them. And then we also took some initiative and joined up with the Sawtooth Youth Network and the Sawtooth Renewable Resource Board. And we have some plans for the future in getting the Sawtooth Youth Network to provide their own training for themselves in the tourism industry for the Sawtooth region. And hopefully we could release some good news and more details on that in the fall. But yeah, we have some plans in the works to hopefully start hosting training here in the Sawtooth region for local guides in all over the Northwest Territories and possibly the North. People have always had to travel to the South for this training, and we have all the different classes of waters. We have numerous lakes and rivers that we could train on right in our backyard. It only makes sense to why not have that training here in our backyard instead of traveling halfway across the country to go for that training in places where we don't feel comfortable and, and the places we don't really know. For some people, that's people like to do that. For some people, the city life is just not what they're cut out for. And I guess I've tried to live in the city for a few years, but like you say, it's just fire trucks, the police sirens always going, and being so used to the peace and quiet up here and being able to access the land at any time is just something I will never want to leave.
Well, like I said, I've had the opportunity to visit the area. Exceptional. It's stunning, to say the least. I don't know what people's perception of the North is, but it's a wilderness that you'll always want to go back to. And I really like the fact that you'll customize packages for those in the South or anywhere to what they find important. I think that's not a lot of people in your business are doing that. James, with COVID-19 prevalent, I know at least in the South here, we're going back to opening restaurants, and obviously there's some social distancing going on. I know the North have closed down some of their nations, and they've really protected themselves against COVID and the pandemics. And What do you do to keep your customers safe?
Well, we had to develop a plan, of course, for the safety of our clients, because that is our first priority. After each trip, we would go and wipe down everything that has been used. And with paddle boards, shoal tents, we try to wash them when they're done and then wipe them down, whatever's been touched. When there's more than one client in the boat or whatever the case may be with the guide, everyone would be required to wear a full face mask. And yeah, we would practice social distancing as much as we can when we were in and out of the boat,
mm-hmm.
on the hiking trails. And yeah, it's pretty straightforward. They've set some guidelines for us to follow and kind of use off their lead. So we've developed something similar to what the NWT is allowing for business owners to do. And that is, your first focus is to clean up after your clients before and after each trip, and just make sure that they're all wearing masks when they're in close proximities and keep social distancing as much as you can.
Well, that definitely makes me feel comfortable. And, you know, it's pretty hard to pick up the pandemic from the wild, the running rivers and the lakes. And I hope everyone goes and visits. Do you have any words of hope, encouragement, or tips for other entrepreneurs, things that you've kind of picked up over the last few years?
Like I say, nothing that you can predict with pandemics like this. My advice would be to any entrepreneurs, and specifically young Indigenous entrepreneurs, is to be very cautious in your first few years of business and try to keep your monthly costs to a minimum and have some money saved for rainy days for times like this. You will need it in order to make it through. You always got to think of the worst, and as a business owner, that is your livelihood. And if without a successful business, you're not going to be able to pay all your bills and save money. And so you got to be very cautious and your monthly bills, and try not to commit to too much in your first 2 years. Take one step at a time, and with hope and with some hard work and some determination, anyone could do it. You just got to find the positive out of the negative and keep on trucking.
Yeah, well, it's good. I've seen you're featured on CBC, and different organizations are liking what you're doing. Now for the shameless plug. Where can people contact you, James, you and your partner? Do you have a website, an email address, a phone number? Where are you at?
First of all, you can find us on our website, www.sahtuadventures.ca. Sahtu is spelled S-A-H-T-U, adventures.ca. We can also be found on Google Maps, our social media pages, Facebook and Instagram. We also have a YouTube page, which we upload videos to, but don't have too many on there right now. Hopefully have a few more on there this summer. We all should have a new website up and running by the latest Christmas, which would allow online booking and scheduling that we previously did not have, that can allow for affordable prices for the solo adventure or group adventures. You could email us at info@sahtuadventures.ca, or you could email me directly at james@sahtuadventures.ca, or if you would like to speak to my spouse Jenny, she could be emailed at jenny@sahtuadventures.ca. My phone number is 867-447-3619, and we are happy to take your messages all year round and answer any questions you may have regarding our trips. We're hopeful to see some of our viewers from this interview one day and offer them an experience of a lifetime.
I've been speaking with James McPherson, CEO of Sahtu Adventures. That's S-A-H-T-U Adventures. James, thank you for joining Indigenous Icons and Influencers.
Thank you very much for having me. I hope you have a great day, and it was a pleasure to be on here.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by the Canadian Boreal Initiative, advancing conservation to create sustainable solutions for our boreal forest.